Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include 2018 Year in Review, increased global efforts in ending the decades-long persecution of Falun Gong. Shenyun spreads beauty and hope across North America during the new year. Washington, D.C. Tourists learn meditative exercises at National Mall. 12 years of calm at Tianti Books and Cafe in New York City. An introduction to Falun Dafa at the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth, Israel. And Australia, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is hope for mankind. Now for the stories. 2018 Year in Review, increased global efforts in ending the decades-long persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, continued to inspire people across the world in 2018 with its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. About 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners attended an experience-sharing conference in the U.S. on June 21st, and shared how the practice transformed their lives by improving their minds and bodies. More and more newcomers from different corners of the world began to enjoy learning the Falun Gong exercises and to embark on a spiritual journey to health and happiness. While people outside of China freely practice Falun Gong, it is a different tale in China. Letter from Masanjia, an award-winning documentary, lifted the lid on the dire situation faced by Falun Gong practitioners in China, where the communist regime has been persecuting the practice since July 1999. The past year saw more than 40 practitioners losing their lives, 931 imprisoned, and many more arrested for upholding their faith in Falun Gong. Practitioners both inside and outside of China continued their efforts to raise awareness of the persecution. Shenyun, a New York-based nonprofit performing arts company with most of its performers practicing Falun Gong, highlighted the ordeal of Falun Gong practitioners in China in its sold-out shows. A grand rally in March held in Washington, D.C. called for an end to the persecution. Thanks to practitioners' efforts, Falun Gong received more and more recognition and support from the international community in 2018, including from government bodies and NGOs. Many private citizens and organizations have come to say no to communism after recognizing the crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party in persecuting the peaceful practice. Efforts are also being made to hold high-ranking Chinese officials responsible for the persecution. The year of 2018 concluded with thousands of heartfelt greetings pouring in from Falun Gong practitioners and their families to wish the founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongzhi, a Happy New Year, and to thank him for introducing the practice to the world. This year, 2019, marks the 20th anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong. We hope to see a new China where Falun Gong practitioners can freely practice their belief without being harassed, arrested, tortured, or killed for their vital organs. We look forward to seeing more people join the efforts to end the persecution in the new year.
Shenyun spreads beauty and hope across North America during the new year. The six Shenyun Performing Arts touring companies performed in cities across the United States and Canada during and after the new year, including Houston, Texas, San Francisco, California, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Richardson, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, and Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Wallace I. Levin, a Board of Trustees member of the San Francisco War Memorial and Performing Arts Center, attended the Shenyun show on January 2, 2019. He said the performers were superb and the visual effects were fantastic. "I think education is the key to everything. Knowledge is the key to everything. I think this show does that. I'm very impressed. The icing on my life cake. I feel energized and hopeful that 2019 will be better than 2018, and that the beauty of this show reflects goodness and beauty and hope." Lawrence Jalbert, a Canadian musician, commented, "The dancing is excessively beautiful and overwhelming, and with the music on top of it, it's a balm for the heart. The orchestrations are extraordinary. It's a very, very grand orchestra. I take my hat off to them because it takes concentration, extraordinary focus and following the leader, and completely following the conductor, who is their ultimate guide, since they don't see the artists at all," she said of the orchestra. "The divine is in each of us and in each of the dance movements. I have seen there is something that is part of divinity. There's a spark of divinity," she said. Shannon Dugan, a criminal defense attorney, commented, "Breathtaking. We are stunned by the beauty and the dancing. It's wonderful. They don't even look like they're dancing. They look like they're floating, and they make it look easy," she said. "I can feel the faith and spirituality coming through, and then the way they move just makes that even stronger. It's very deep. They really convey the divine through the dancing and through the emotions and their faces, and it's very beautiful. It adds a very rich layer to it, and it's really moving," Ms. Dugan said. Shen Yun continues its world tour with performances in Woking and Birmingham, United Kingdom, Mississauga, Canada, Sacramento, California, and Dallas, Texas.
Washington, D.C. Tourists learn meditative exercises at National Mall. The first weekend of 2019 was warm on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and posters and banners displayed by Falun Dafa practitioners caught the attention of passersby. Many tourists stopped to learn about the peaceful meditation practice, and some began learning the exercises. Mustafa said he first saw practitioners doing the exercises at the National Mall about 6 years ago. He later began doing the exercises and said he likes the practice very much. "Falun Dafa gives me great health," he remarked. Thinking that the exercises would also be of great benefit to others, he recommended them to his family in Sierra Leone, a country in West Africa. One of his brothers, who had been vice president in the country and a diplomat in China, now often does the Falun Dafa exercises at home and has even done so in China. Mustafa's sister, an officer with the World Health Organization, is also aware of the health and spiritual benefits of the practice. These experiences motivated Mustafa to share information about the practice with more people by distributing materials near the National Mall over the past few years. Mr. Jung of Rockville, Maryland, said he often comes to the National Mall to ride his bike to keep fit. After observing that so many practitioners come to the National Mall year-round to do the Falun Dafa exercises, he was impressed by their perseverance. After chatting with a practitioner last Sunday, Mr. Jung was shocked upon hearing how the Communist Party had made up many lies to defame Falun Dafa, including the staged self-immolation at Tiananmen Square in 2001. He was also surprised to hear that the practitioner he was speaking with had been detained in China for 3.5 years for her belief. Mr. Zhang had previously only heard the hate propaganda from the Communist Party. Ms. Wang Chengwang, a practitioner who volunteers at the National Mall, said that the recent federal government shutdown had affected the number of tourists in Washington, D.C. because the museums were closed. She said, "But there are still a large number of people passing through here every day. Some Chinese tourists are among them. Due to the Communist Party's brainwashing, many of them have been misled and are hostile towards the practice. I have to tell them what is really going on," she explained. A tourist from Beijing talked with Ms. Wang for quite a while a few days earlier. After hearing how Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, had improved Ms. Wang's moral character, the young man was intrigued. He said, "Talking with you and getting to know about Falun Dafa is the biggest achievement during my trip. I think I will definitely give the practice a try."
"12 Years of Calm at Tianti Books and Cafe in New York City." Tianti Books and Cafe is a nonprofit organization registered in the United States with bookstores in New York and Seoul, South Korea. Besides coffee and lunch, Tiante Books offers its customers a chance to learn about life's deepest meanings through introductory sessions for the Falun Dafa spiritual practice. There were many tourists in Manhattan after the Christmas holiday this year. Six practitioners were working at the bookstore on the day after Christmas, and although most of them had not worked in a coffee shop before, they cooperated well and spoke to many people about Falun Dafa. 30-minute introductory sessions about Falun Dafa are held regularly. Many people walk away from the sessions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment after learning the gentle exercises. One customer from Washington, D.C. was very drawn by the bookstore's sign one day. He found something about it speaking to him, and he went inside to learn what it was all about. He soon attended an introductory class for Falun Dafa and asked us to take photos of him. He said he planned to post the photos to his company's intranet for his colleagues in the Boston, Washington, D.C., and New York branches, so they too could feel the peace of his experience. A flight attendant who is a frequent customer often comes in for coffee when she has a layover in New York. She said the clean, quiet environment draws her to Tiante, not to mention that the coffee is some of the best in New York. Another frequent customer is an executive at a printing company. He comes in often for coffee on his way to his Manhattan office. When a new hotel near the store was under construction, the construction scaffolding covered the store's sign. Store employees then went to this customer's printing company to have a larger sign printed. When the executive found out the order was for Tiante Books, he directed his staff to complete the signage right away. 2019 will be Tiante Books' 12th anniversary and is gradually becoming a valuable destination for many people who value a calm and genuine atmosphere.
An introduction to Falun Dafa at the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth, Israel. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered at the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth, Israel on the afternoon of Saturday, December 22, 2018, in a small garden next to the fountain. Practitioners came from all over the country to introduce the ancient Falun Dafa meditation practice and inform the public about the persecution of its practitioners, which has been ongoing for 19 years in China. The city of Nazareth is a tourist attraction all year round, and especially before Christmas. In preparation for the holiday, the city was decorated in red, white, and green, with colorful lights and figures of Santa Claus and his sled. Families and large groups flocked to the main square in Santa hats, dined in the many restaurants, ate sweets and desserts such as kanafa and baklava, and drank bitter and spicy Arabic coffee. The practitioners talked to tourists from Germany, Spain, China, and Israel. A group of practitioners demonstrated the standing and sitting exercises, accompanied by serene exercise music. Other practitioners scattered through the large crowd that flooded the area and distributed flyers and paper lotus flowers. They talked to people who were interested in hearing more about the practice and the persecution, many of whom signed a petition calling for a stop to the persecution in China. Many visitors stopped by to pick up handmade paper lotus flowers made by practitioners, and some children also joined the practitioners in doing the exercises. Falun Dafa is a spiritual and meditation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It gained tremendous popularity in China, with about 100 million practicing by 1999. In July 1999, Jiang Zemin, then head of the Chinese Communist Party, started a brutal persecution of the practice, under which practitioners have been tortured and even killed for their organs.
Australia. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is hope for mankind. The New Year celebrations in Melbourne, Australia, attract crowds of people each year with the promise of colorful fireworks that brighten the night sky and welcome in a brand new year. Falun Gong practitioners were a peaceful, calming presence this New Year's Eve near the City Plaza pedestrian area. Many people who walked by their booth offer them New Year wishes, and express support for their efforts to end the persecution in China. Ronan is a college student originally from Ireland. He and his wife Maria were drawn to the exercise, movements, and music. They asked many questions about Falun Gong and the persecution. They signed a petition urging the Australian government to speak out against the persecution in China. Ronan said that freedom of belief was a basic right and that the persecution was beyond comprehension. He said, "We didn't know about the persecution, but it is horrible and should be stopped." Maria commented, "The value of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is also very important for the future of the world. It is the hope of the world. There would be less crime and the world would be more peaceful." Despina, a fashion consultant at a large Melbourne department store, signed the petition and commented, "It's absolutely very important for events like this to raise awareness of what's happening in China. Without the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, people are not compassionate and do things they aren't supposed to." Ms. Liu, a practitioner, came across several young men from China. Initially indifferent, they listened to Ms. Liu explain Falun Gong and the persecution and then quit the Chinese communist organizations they had joined while in China. I said to them, "We all wish to be safe whether we are inside or outside of China. I hope you know that Falun Gong is good. Falun Gong has spread all over the world and the books have been translated into 40 languages." Ms. Liu said that one of the boys asked her if she was Chinese. She responded, "Yes, I'm Chinese and proud of it. Our 5,000-year culture is so profound. However, China is not the Chinese Communist Party. Those 5,000 years are not the CCP's years. Chinese people have the right to uncensored information." Around a dozen other Chinese also renounced their memberships in CCP organizations they had joined and entered the new year with renewed hope for the future.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.